Hey there, welcome along. It's Damien back with your 95 Google Daily for January 16, 2020. Of course, this is our super quick rundown of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about and posting about over the past 24 hours. We might be a few months away from the Pixel 4a launch, but we have collated everything you need to know about the upcoming mid-range made by Google device. Everything from things like the potential specs, the upcoming device features, the design itself, the camera features, potential pricing and release information. It's quite a comprehensive list, probably too long to list here, so do go check that out when you get the chance. Microsoft has now finally released its Edge browser for Windows and Mac, which is of course based upon Google's Chromium. It's a dramatic overhaul over the old Edge, with extra tracking controls, the ability to add Chrome extensions, a new collections feature that lets you organize images and pages from the web, and of course, this is expected to come to some Windows 10 builds over time as the default browser, which of course means you might be less likely to switch, but again, just maybe. If you have the Google Pixel 2 or 2 XL, we have good news, as in the audio subtitling live caption feature is now rolling out for the now 2-year-old handset. A recent device personalization services update seems to have added the support, and it was spotted by some people over on Reddit, which of course you can luckily sideload for native support without any need for hacks or tweaks. Google might not be forthcoming with information on the resolution of titles in its Stadia game library, but a fan site going by the title Stadia Game DB and run by Redditor Nilicule has all of the information on current Stadia titles, such as max playable frame rates, release date, genre and player information in an easy to digest, clean format. Of course, if you do want to check it out for yourself, we'll leave a link in the show notes. And finally, it wouldn't be right without some more news of another Google product or service heading for the great Google graveyard in the cloud, as we now have a time frame for when Chrome apps, basically those quick links within Google Chrome, are set to die. You've got until June 2022 to get your fill before a replacement is found. Of course, that was a super quick overview of all of the top news stories over the past 24 hours. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in their full detail and much more over at 95google.com. And of course, subscribe to the 95 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates like this from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth discussion, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, which is, of course, available every Wednesday.